Hey, what's going on, everyone? Thanks again for joining me on the next episode of Island Dreams. I am EJ King, and I'm happy to say that this is episode number 10. Yes, 10 episodes in, and I'm feeling really good about this. Now, today we will be discussing meditation. I'm sure we've all heard of meditation, but I think there is a big misconception on what it really is, or what it is meant to achieve. So, without further ado, let's take a deep breath in, a slow breath out, and let's dive right into it. Hey there, everybody. So, meditation. We've all done it before. We've been driving down the road and next thing you know, we get to our destination and don't even realize how we got there. We don't know if we ran a stop sign or a stoplight and how fast we were going, none of that. We were just driving and ended up where we needed to be. Or maybe we were taking a shower and next thing you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, we haven't even put soap on a rag yet to wash our body. But what is meditation? Well, before we begin, let's run through a quick little exercise. Only for about 1 or 2 minutes. No matter where you are, let's just meditate. If you're at home, sit up in a chair, hands in your lap with palms facing up, closing your eyes, or if you want, you can lay down with your eyes closed, hand flat next to your sides, and again, facing your palms up. Although it is preferable that you close your eyes, it is not really necessary. You could be doing a walking meditation or a driving meditation as well. Whatever you're doing during this exercise, just keep doing that. Because meditation is not what you do with your physical body, it is what you do with your mind. So, starting now, what I want you to do is take a deep breath in through your nose. Just one deep breath, as if you were smelling some flowers or smelling your grandmother's pie on Thanksgiving morning. Feel the air going in through your nostrils and then slowly through your mouth, let the air flow out. Feel the air flowing over your lips as if it were the ocean waves washing up onto the shore. Now, repeat this 2 more times. Deep breath in, slow breath out. Then I want you to think about some balloons. And in each balloon, there is a thought of yesterday, a thought of today, a thought of tomorrow, just any thought that may come up, turn it into a bright colored balloon. And when you're ready, release those balloons. One by one, release all of the balloons. Some of them may be a bit stubborn. Your mind just simply does not want to let things go. But remember, it is your mind. Like a dog on a leash, you are in control. So you tell it what to do. Just release those balloons, one by one, into the sky. Watch them float away. And once all those balloons are gone, I want you to again focus back on your breathing. A deep breath in and slowly let it out. And try to keep your mind clear. If another thought comes up, just turn it into a balloon. they will come up. It is okay. Don't fight with it. Just release it and keep your mind at peace. Now, one more deep breath in. Slow breath out. And what I want you to do now is to begin wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, twitching your nose, twitching your mouth. Begin to bring feeling back to the rest of your body. And come back to this reality. So, how do you feel? I would hope everyone would say they feel great or fantastic just to take a moment out for themselves. But if this was your first go around with meditating, you may not know exactly what just happened. So, I'll try to break it down for you. First, let's get it out of our minds that meditation is an action performed by us. To meditate, it is not something that we do. It is something that we become. It is a state of being. By sitting or lying still and clearing our mind of unwanted chatter, you are putting yourself in a meditative state. Similar to love. You can love someone, but there is no action that needs to be performed like running or jumping. Loving is just an emotion that you feel within yourself. Or for another example, some people do drugs or drink alcohol. Now they don't do it just for the sake of it. They do it to put themselves in a different state than they already currently are in. Now, the reason I had you focus on your breathing is because that is something that we all must do anyway. And the biggest thing about meditation is keeping the mind busy while you enter your meditative state. You see, the mind is so used to thinking all the time. That's what we trained it to do. So when we tell it not to think, it thinks even more. The goal of meditation isn't to control your thoughts. It's actually to stop letting them control you. So we distract the mind by giving it something else to do, which is counting breaths. Next, what do we do with those thoughts that arise? Now, I personally like to turn my thoughts into balloons, but they could be anything that you like. They could be butterflies flying by and with a quick breath, you blow them away. Or they could be hatchets or axes that you throw away at a block of wood. Whatever it is that you want to turn those thoughts into, do so, but make sure it's something that you can quickly and effortlessly get rid of. But what you don't want to do are two things. So going back to that balloon analogy, you don't want to feed those thought balloons, meaning you don't want to blow more air into them and making them into something bigger than what it really needs to be. And also, you don't want to fight with them. Have you ever partially blew up a balloon halfway and then tried to squeeze it? The air just moves from side to side, but it never really pops. The best way to get rid of a thought balloon is to accept it for what it is and to simply let it go. Once those thoughts have gone, you are now in your meditative state. It may not last very long, but with practice, you can remain in this state of consciousness for many minutes. Some Buddhist monks can even remain here for hours on end. And at this time, nothing else matters, or at least nothing else should matter. The only thing present is yourself and your higher being. To me, connecting with one's highest self is the end goal for meditation. Now there are some incentives and other benefits to meditating. It gives you time and space away from any suffering that you may be going through. For example, if you had a headache and you didn't have any painkillers available, most people would go into a dark room, put a cold rag on the head, and try to go to sleep. They go to sleep in order to take their mind off of the physical pain that they are currently feeling, with hopes that when they wake up, the headache is gone. Likewise, if you were heartbroken from the death of a loved one, and all you could do was to think about the good times and how much you missed them, you'd most likely try to just sleep it all away as much as you could and somehow hope that it took your sorrow away as well. Now, I'm not saying that through meditation we can heal a broken heart or cure a headache, but what we can do is separate ourselves from those physical and mental struggles that we go through day to day. It also puts us in a blissful state. Imagine how much happier you would be if you didn't have anything to worry about. Imagine how ecstatic you would be to one day go deep into meditation and come out with no longer caring about anything that you can't control anyway. Meditation puts people in a state of ecstasy that can actually help them see their life a little bit clearer because they end up wiping away all those things that were fogging up their view or clouding their judgment, even for a short time or temporarily. And with that, I'd like to leave you all with a few quotes. This first one has been said many ways by many people, but it goes a little something like this. You should meditate for at least 10 minutes every day. And if you feel that you don't have enough time to meditate, then you should probably meditate for about 30 minutes instead. This next quote says, "Quiet the mind and the soul will speak." This next quote is from the Bhagavad Gita, which said, "When meditation is mastered, the mind is unwavering, like the flames of a candle in a windless place." And this last one says, "Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment." And that one is by Buddha. All right, now everyone, that's all I have for today. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and remember to always take a moment for yourself. If you haven't already, please follow me on Twitter at imaking3, that's imma_king_3, and on Instagram at imaking3 as well, but with periods instead of underscores. So please go on there and share your thoughts with me. For next week's topic, we will be going over the difference between living with scars versus living with wounds. So until then, take care, and I'll see y'all next time.